My name is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and sorry about this one going out a little bit late. I actually was at a cabin this past weekend, and I did not have internet. So that was a huge blessing, but also, you know, I couldn't upload my podcast. So here it is. So today's episode is episode 40, the Purpose Series number 4, Turning Your Frustration into Purpose. If you haven't listened to the last episode, which was purpose number 3, My Story, Your Story, go ahead and listen to that first. It kind of gives you that bigger picture of my own story and how it led to my purpose. And I also want you to keep reflecting on your own story after you listen to that episode, because I do think it helps you reflect on what major events and different things that have been profound in your life that can help you figure out what your purpose might be. So like I said, in this episode, we're going to be talking about turning your frustration into purpose. So a couple questions to ask yourself is, what pisses you off? What is a problem that really, really frustrates you that you see in the world? What areas do you see that people are still struggling in? And I feel like there are a lot of them if you actually are paying attention. So be looking for that. So again, what pisses you off? What's a problem that frustrates you? And what are people still struggling with around you? If you see any of those, or those are great reasons to really trying to figure out what your purpose is and how you can be part of the solution of that. So from my perspective, what really frustrated me is that once I finished my master's program at Florida State, I ended up getting a job as an academic success coach. And this was at the same institution that I had been at for 6 years already. I was a student in undergraduate degree and then my master's degree at Florida State. So I graduate, I have 3 weeks of training, 2 of which were just on services that Florida State had on campus that students could access and that we as coaches would be referring people to. And during that time, I just remember learning so much about campus that I had no idea existed. So I had been there for 6 years and I was like, what? I look back now and I'm like pissed. And I think that's really been a driver in my decisions and in my purpose, because it's not fair, I guess. I think when I see students, I work with students still all the time who don't know about things that exist on campus that are incredible, that are going to help them reach their goals. There are so many things on your campus that you should be taking advantage of. But if you don't know what they are, you're kind of sitting there like, okay, Alicia, that's cool, but I don't even know where to start. And I see this all the time with my students too. So I think it really pisses me off and it really frustrates me that colleges kind of have these things that are amazing and they want students there all the time, but students don't go to them. And I think a lot of times students do know about some things and they just choose not to go. But there are other times where you don't know about them. And so you can't even choose to go because you don't even know they exist. So anyways, that really pissed me off. It really frustrated me. That has really led to my purpose in a lot of ways. So I want you to take away one thing from this episode. Here it goes. A lot of times we don't go for things because we see somebody else doing it. We think that a lot of people are doing this thing. So we say, you know what? I'm not needed here. I see some students who will say, well, my friend's pursuing journalism and everybody is trying to do journalism. I've heard that journalism is dead. So why would I do that? Listen, do you really care about people getting accurate information in the world? Awesome. We need you. So I think go for it. Like, why not? Why wouldn't you? I would rather see you go for that and you try for like 5 years and then you end up not making it. But guess what? You have a lot of writing skills. You have a lot of research skills. You have a lot of people skills. I mean, those are amazing things to have for any kind of job. So at least pursue it and see if it's something that you love and that you're good at and that you can actually excel at. And then if it doesn't work, you actually do have a lot of skills that you've built along the way that are going to still help you be successful. A lot of times when we think that everybody else is doing the thing that we actually want to do, a lot of times that happens because of who we hang out with, because maybe we're like-minded. So it's totally okay to do something else that somebody else is already doing in your friend group. One of my favorite podcasters actually talked about this It was in a podcast called Don't Keep Your Day Job. And she was talking about how we should go for it anyways, kind of similar concept. And it really resonated with me. And I see it with you and all of my students. So I wanted to share it with you. But her name is Kathy Heller. And she was sharing that just because you want to do a self-help podcast, and there are a bunch of self-help podcasts out there, she said, you know, usually we all listen to a lot of different types of things, and some people resonate with us and some people don't. And that really like hit home, because I do listen to a lot of podcasts that relate to self-help. And I would say I listen to 5 or 10 of them pretty regularly, and they all give me something different. Some of the concepts, sure, they overlap, but there are some that I just really resonate with. And I'm like, yes, this was such a good episode. And I love this person who's doing it, but I also love this other person that's doing it, and this other person, and this other person. And they each have a different angle and a different perspective that I can learn from, and that I can grow from. So we actually do need more. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is to go for it, because if the problem still exists in the world, then the world needs your help. I'm going to say it again in case you missed it. If the problem still exists, the world still needs your help. So sometimes I'll hear like the fitness industry is saturated. And you know what? I kind of agree too. However, we still have people who hate their bodies. We still have people who struggle with eating disorders. We still have women who don't want to go to the gym because they feel uncomfortable. We still have people like me who are like kind of okay in the gym, but could totally be taken to the next level. And I want to be taken to the next level. So again, if the problem still exists, then the world needs your help. So if you see things around you that are messed up, that piss you off, or that frustrate you, then gravitate towards that. Just dive into it for a few days or for a few weeks and see what happens. See what you learn. You can always pull out and say, yeah, okay, I'm good. I'm not interested in that. Or you can dive deeper and say, wow, this is so much bigger than I thought it was, and I want to be part of the solution. So that's just one way that you can really take your frustration and turn it into a purpose. You're basically seeing a problem that exists in your sphere of influence and your perspective and your lens of the world, and then you're trying to be part of that solution. I say, go for that. You should totally go for that and try it and see if it works and see if it happens for you. So again, reflecting on your story and then figuring out what's frustrated you in your life and how can you maybe turn that into purpose. This was a quick episode that I just wanted to share with you, because I did think that I actually did miss it from the last episode, and I wanted to make it a point to actually share that it did. It really frustrated me whenever I saw students experience these things that they didn't necessarily need to experience, or that they could actually get connected to amazing things on campus that are going to catapult them into the job that they want and even the life that they want. Not only turn in your frustration into purpose, but also take advantage of all the opportunities on campus. And if you don't know how, I would love to talk to you, even if it's just for a few minutes, and just be like, let's figure out what is the one thing that you need to do next on your campus. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. Let's connect on Instagram at The College Life Coach, or you can email me at thecollegelifecoach@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and I hope that you have an amazing week.